I'm excited to introduce you to this pair and to learn more about them. Two, they are Stephen Deems and Sean. Sean is in 12th grade at Pittsburgh Brashear. And let me say good morning to each of you. Hello.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Nice to have you with us.
Thanks
and
for having us.
I am glad. Is it Sean Hogan?
Yep.
Usually when kids are older, you're going to represent with your last name. Younger kids, we leave off last names. Sean, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 17. I go to Brashear. I like to play basketball in my free time, and I work at Wendy's over in Noblestown. When I'm off, I usually enjoy time with my little brother.
How old's your brother?
He's going to be 12 on Tuesday.
Ah, you're a good big brother. What's his name?
His name's Nelly. Well, his real name's Neil, but we just call him Nelly for his nickname.
And what do you do together?
We just, every time we go out, like to the movies, Dave and Buster, just try to go somewhere fun.
So I am the youngest in my family, and my older brothers were about the same distance apart as you are to Nelly, but they didn't hang out with me too much because there's big difference between, are you 18 now?
No, I'm 17.
17. Mm-hmm. Big difference still between 17 and 12, so that's great. Have you thought about what you want to do after high school?
Yeah, I was thinking about going to CCAC for like 2 years, then going to be a photographer when I get out.
Do you do photography now?
Yeah, I take pictures. I got like a camera at home. I would like practice taking pictures every time I go out.
Excellent. What do you think's like the secret to getting a really good picture?
Like the angle, and make sure you capture it nice, stay still. Yeah, I think you just need a good angle for the camera. The picture will come out nice.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that, actually. And a lot of times my hands will shake a little bit, even though I try to hold it steady. And I always talk, is it like the rule of thirds or like framing a picture? You have to sort of know exactly where the person fits in to that. Well, it's good to meet you. Who else is in your family?
I got a couple other brothers, some on my dad's side. I got one brother on my dad's side and three other brothers on my mom's side. And we all chill together when we're off and just go out.
Well, that's excellent. So how would you describe, if you had to pick three words to describe this guy, I'll give you a minute to think. Yeah, Steven's wondering. Like, if you had to pick three words, any ideas what you'd pick?
Yeah, I'll put he's funny, he's cool, and polite. We always have time to do fun stuff together.
Funny, cool, polite. Steven, that's pretty good.
I think the last one fits. The other ones, I don't know. Been trying out cool my whole life. Not sure if I've ever fit that mold. I think sometimes I can be funny. It just depends on the crowd.
We were talking about cool the other day. You're a basketball player. I could ask you this question. Do you play basketball too?
I try sometimes. We play 5-on-5 with the kids at the school. And okay. You know, when they were freshmen, we were all right. But now as they're growing up, we don't stand a chance.
So one student we're working with is a guy named Maurice Shipman. He's an intern that was with us last week making a radio documentary. And he used an expression that I'll share with you in a minute. And I'd never heard it. And he said that's because you don't play basketball. And it's probably because I'm a little older, too. And about 2 hours later, I tried to use it. And then I joked because I was doing it to be silly because you shouldn't pretend to – you shouldn't appropriate or pretend to know an expression that you don't really know. The expression was like – it's like wearing the backpack or wearing the whole – do you know what that is? Maybe he was just –
what's the expression?
Like if you're, it means if you're carrying the whole team.
Oh, yeah.
And
like you've got the team on your back.
You've got the team on your back, but he used backpack in it. Have you ever?
Yeah, because like you're carrying a team, like you're leading a team.
Yeah. Yeah, and because this was a team project we were working on, and he joked, like he said, you've left me with the whole backpack or something, and I didn't know what he meant.
Okay.
But how did I get? That's when, if you try to be cool, you're probably not cool. You just have to be you.
You got to pick your moments. Know what your strong suits are and then pick your moments.
Yeah. So tell me about yourself. Where are you from, Pittsburgh?
I'm from Westmoreland County. I'm from Greensburg. I went to the University of Pittsburgh and graduated in 2012. I initially became involved in Big Brothers because one of my Facebook friends posted that they needed mentees for freshmen. And it sounded very different than the program I knew, which is like the main Big Brothers, Big Sisters program. And it just so happened that I had a big brother when I was little. So my dad passed away when I was young. So my mom got me into the program probably 3-4 years after that. Had a great time with my big brother, but my mother remarried probably like a year afterwards. And you know, she asked me, do you still want to be in the program or do you want to spend a little more time with your stepdad? And yeah, at the time I was so young, I was like, hey, I'll just do whatever you want me to do. And so now that I'm older, back in the program, it just feels like things have come full circle a little bit. But Sean and I are actually in a program. It's called Mentor 2.0. So it's they match kids up in their freshman year, and then you're expected to commit until they graduate and move on with their life. And you know, from that point, it'll be up to us. You know, if we maintain contact, maintain friendship. So it was really good for my time, for you know, for being a full-time worker. Fits my schedule. My boss, my company is very supportive of it. So it's worked out pretty well, and I got pretty lucky with him.
Yeah, I'll say, Sean, like, The immediate impression you give is this guy's got it together. Seriously, as you, there's a presence about you. What do you do for a living?
I work at Carnegie Mellon. Very boring stuff. I work at a supercomputing center, so goes over a lot of people's heads, and it kind of ends that conversation pretty quick. Every time I get in a taxi or an Uber, and you'd be like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'd rather not talk about that."
let me ask you: are you involved with the new addition in Monroeville?
Yeah, Bridges 2. Yeah. So that's our machine. It's a $10 million award from National Science Foundation. So our first award was around $15 million or so after supplements, but that resource is open to the national research community. If you're at any U.S.-based institution, you can request access for whatever work pertains to your research and to your studies.
And is your background computer science?
No, I have a degree in marketing. It's funny the way the world works.
And he doesn't want to talk about the Supercomputer Center.
Yeah, we're not... We're not looking for any more customers. We have a lot of users. Demand's pretty high. We still have to do outreach, STEM activities, but it doesn't tie in so much. But yeah, once we're off air, I could talk a little bit more and bore you a little bit.
Have you been out there to see it shot? That has to be. What's it like?
Well, he's been to Carnegie Mellon. We haven't been to the machine room yet. We're trying to get that because our offices are on CMU campus.
But
the way the Pitts or the Post-Gazette spun it and made it sound like we all sit in Monroeville, and that's just where the machine's
designed. I was gonna say the machine lives there, it can have more space.
But we're trying to get a whole group out there just to show them that hey, this is a career path in pretty much any industry in science.
Sean, what have you seen at Carnegie Mellon? What was that like?
It was cool because I'd like to see different offices, and it had this wall. It was like different things on the wall. It was like a map. It was interesting because it's something I never saw. I'm trying to figure what was all on it. What was on the wall?
There was a couple. You mean the bridge outside?
Yeah. Pouch bridge.
The Randy Pouch bridge. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize all the intricate cutouts there. And I've walked over it several times and just noticed it that day when we had an official tour.
Well, I knew Randy. He was a great guy. I went to Carnegie Mellon. So you were probably in the gate center with those walkways designed to have people circulate.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, isn't it? It's like, let's get people maybe to interact with each other by moving. I say maybe because you can build it, but that's only part of it, to get people to circulate with each other.
The tour guide actually told us that Bill Gates initially didn't like the design. It's like, oh, that would be frightening. Hearing that from the man that donated the building.
Although, with all due respect, I have a lot of respect for Bill Gates. I think his chief rival probably had the better design sense, in Steven Jobs. And I think that's like the, you know, Apple people design their buildings so that people would circulate like that too. Interesting to do that. So how often do you guys get together, Sean? The Mentor 2.0 program, I think, is a little different. Where do you meet and what do you do?
Usually he'll just come pick me up from my house, and I'll let my mom know and everything. And he'll meet my mom before we go out. We'll just go out somewhere. Sometimes we'll go out to eat, or we'll just go out and just chill somewhere.
Yeah, before, when I entered the program, Sean was a freshman, I was a sophomore. We didn't really have those permissions yet, because you need to establish the relationship, feel things out, and if both sides of the match were feeling up to it, we could go and like further into the program where, you know, I could pick him up, we can go on an outing, we can cook together, he can come to my house. I'd light the charcoal to tell him not, yeah, please don't burn your hand. I'll be watching over you. But
we'll never see each other again.
That'll probably be the end of it quick. So Kayla, the program manager, and he came over, checked out my house, and I was proud to show off my space. So like, I told her, I was like, hey, I keep a pretty tidy house.
Where do you live?
I live in the South Side, which when I say that, a lot of people think, oh, man, it's pretty rowdy. But I live near like the foot of the slope, so it's pretty quiet.
Nice. Are you single?
I am single, so, yes.
And a tidy house. Look at that.
Yeah,
wow.
I got a lot going for me. I'm funny. I'm cool.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And you're polite. You're polite.
So dial in now if you're looking for a blind date. I'm not sure how my voice sounds on the radio.
You may be surprised. We'll put a picture of you up on Facebook. Hey, he runs the supercomputer. He makes it all happen.
Get you access.
Sean, what was it like when you guys first met? You know, so you're 13, 14, you guys meet each other. That's going to be kind of interesting, I would think. What'd you do and how'd it go?
Be honest.
It was cool because at first I was kind of nervous because I never did it before, but it was new. It was good for a good experience to see a mentor. Because at first I wasn't really able to make it to the programs. And so I started coming, we started bonding more, and started talking about school and grades. But I think it was cool for me to get matched up with a mentor.
That's great. So what do you define a mentor as, just in your own words? And the reason I'm asking is there are definitely people your age or younger who might be thinking about getting involved with a mentor, and it would be good if they heard it, at least from your point of view.
I think having a mentor is good because, like, you always depend on them. You could talk to them about anything because they'll always be there for you. You could talk to them about grades. It's like someone you could look up to. If you need help with anything, just talk to your mentor.
And let me ask you, Stephen, from the perspective, I know that more mentors are needed for the 2.0 program. And how has this experience been for you? For one, we know you're a lonely guy just sitting at the base of the slopes, cleaning your house, just waiting for the phone to ring. Yeah.
So when I first was matched with Sean, one of the first things I said to him, I was like, I want to be candid with you. I know nothing. Like, we're in this together. We're going to figure this out together. But since I've been in the program and, since I've become a little bit more involved, some of my friends will ask me, oh, what's it like? What's the commitment like? I'm so busy. I'm not sure I have the time. And, you know, I get a little frustrated sometimes because I'm like, well, what do you have time for? And really, the Mentor 2.0 program is probably the easiest way or easiest transition into, I guess, philanthropy or into giving back, where it starts out as one in-person meeting per month. One assignment due online per week. So if people really don't have time for that, I have a hard time believing them. But, you know, you feel a little bit vulnerable. You know, he didn't know me. I don't know him. It's like starting off a conversation, you know, from scratch. You know, hi, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm interested in. And then from that point on, it's up on, you know, to the two of you to really build something. And I told him, like, hey, I, you know, I'm going to try to be a better person every day of my life, but I know I'm going to learn from you. Like, maybe you pick up some things from me, but I'm just trying to get through life. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing the same thing, and we're 10 years apart. So when we met, it's like, hey, I may seem old, but you're going to be in my shoes, you know, before you know
it. Well, that's what's, you know, in 10 years, you guys will probably seem like brothers or almost the same age, because that age difference isn't so big.
No.
27 and 37 is not as big as 17.
No, it's not.
And 27.
No, and I was like, yeah, you know, I got to do all the grown-up stuff, but I don't feel like a grown-up yet. So I'm like, you know, don't lose that. You can keep it, but...
Sean, Stephen mentioned learning stuff from you, and I'm going to ask him in a minute about stuff he's learned from you. But first, I'm curious, does anything come to mind as stuff you've learned from him?
Yeah, like be more responsible. Because I was younger, so every time I would get my paycheck, I would just spend it on stuff that I don't need. But yeah, I learned to just start saving more, get stuff I need and stuff that I want. But yeah.
Yeah, nobody really teaches you that stuff. I don't think. I don't know if there's a financial literacy course at Brashear. Is there?
I don't think there's one.
Is it? Yeah, Miss Kayla says no.
Yeah, most schools don't
no.
Have it, but I can think of things you learn in high school that could probably stand to be dropped in favor of, like, learning to save money and stuff. Anything else come to mind about stuff you picked up from him? It might be no.
I tried to teach him how to golf. That didn't go so well. We're going to still work on that. We didn't abandon. We're not giving up. But
true marketing guy, golfing, taking everybody out there. So what have you learned from Sean?
I learned a lot about how much high school has changed in the 10 years since I've been there. Really that, you know, kids are, I don't know how to say it, like they're very visible now. They have online presences that I still don't think they have their minds wrapped around that, you know, what they're not I'm necessarily
sorry.
Him.
I'm no. sorry, Sean just looked at his phone.
Yeah,
as
no,
you're saying, so first time you've looked at your phone, but I'm not laughing at you. Yeah, I'm laughing at really. Online presence.
Yeah. But I think that a lot of these applications and these programs weren't around when I was in school, and I think if they were, life would have been a little bit different. Not saying I would have gotten into trouble, but some other people. And yeah, he lets me in on some things that are going on at school, and sometimes I get a little bit concerned, and you know, we talk about them, and I try to tell him, like, I'm not an authority figure, I don't have everything figured out, but there's always at least two sides to every story, and you know, sometimes it's up to you to which side you're on and where are you going to be when something happens. So I just try to tell him, like, hey, just protect yourself and think about others. But yeah, he lets me in on some things that, you know, I don't want to say keeps me up at night, but I'm kind of glad that I'm out of high school and yeah, I don't have to worry about getting a date to prom anymore and all the implications. But
did you go to prom this year?
I'm going to go to my last year. Since
yeah, I was going to say, you're a rising senior. Well, it sounds like you guys, two things is, one, you've got trust between each other, which is huge, and also that you don't judge. You know, you have like a nice neutral space where you can talk about stuff, but don't necessarily control one another.
Yeah, no. I think... He, like, there have just been days he approaches me about something, and I'm just like, oh, that came out of nowhere. But I'm like, I'm glad that you're asking these questions. And like one day we were driving home, and he looks at me, he's like, so what's it like to drive? You know, I'm crossing the Fort Pitt Bridge. I'm like, you don't really think about it until someone asks you the question. And I think, you know, there's really nothing off limits with us. But you know, we listen to a lot of the same music. We're into the same types of things, so it pretty much flowed from day one.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to all sorts of music. I have I had a career in rap music for a little bit. I was a tour manager, so that wasn't while I was in college. But
I bet that did that surprise you when you learned that? It surprises me right now. You don't seem the type.
No, that's a long story. I think we'll have to come back for another appearance to talk about that one. But I listened to, we were on the way here, we were listening to WZUM, listened to a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
I listened to some metal music. I listened to pretty much anything but modern country, if you want to call it country. So.
But. No wonder you're so relaxed hearing some of the music we've been playing in the background. Yeah, I mean, Miles Davis.
So. Yes.
So it's so much fun to have you here, both of you. I do want to ask you, you represent the Young Professionals part of Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is an effort to bring more, younger folks, 20s, probably early 30s. And what's the best way for Big Brothers? Certainly needs people of all ages to be bigs, but for your sector of it, this program seems really a good first step, right?
Yeah, it is. We're responsible for a lot of the fundraising efforts for the program as well. So by doing a lot of, like Bowl for Kids' Sake, we're doing a cornhole tournament coming up. It gets people that aren't necessarily in the program exposed to some of the people you'd be with, and they see that, hey, we're doing good things and that it isn't a super, heavily involved effort. Like, you can come in, like I said, once a month, do a little exercise or just come to a charity event and give back in some form. To all the younger people out there, I promise you, you have the time for it. And if it ever came to a point where you thought you really didn't, you have resources there to talk to, see how else you can become involved. But Miss Kayla told me before we went on, they're looking for about 120 mentees, male and female, for the upcoming school year. So please, get on Big Brothers Big Sisters Pittsburgh website, just start poking around, drop some emails, and see how you can become involved. But like I said, for me, I was in the program as a youth, so it was a natural fit for me to start giving back. But yeah, when I'm with Sean, I don't really see it as doing community service or I'm hanging out with a younger brother, and I tell him, hey, turn 18 next year, I hope you still talk to me.
So, Chad, I got a question for you. If you have three wishes, what would you wish for?
First one's to be rich.
not a bad wish at all.
Second one would be I really don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
Once you're rich, you can do anything.
I don't want to put you on the spot. That's a great first wish. My last wish is always for more wishes.
Unlimited wishes.
Unlimited wishes, and then you don't have to
That'd
think about
it. That
would
have been my first one. I'll take unlimited wishes, please.
If you were rich, what's the first thing you would buy?
If I was rich, I'll just give back to charity.
Really?
Yeah.
Any in particular?
If I was rich, I'll just give back to all the people who need help, like homeless people, so they all get to take care of themselves. And my third wish, I'll give my family money to make sure they're all set.
Man, I'd want to hang out with you too. We're going to get another one so you can match. But I have this fine Youth Express button for, and actually we have youth music, including some hip hop and rap there. You can wear them and match for the day. A button just for coming here to visit us.
Thank you.
And, although I want to suggest that you might want to go next door to Museum Lab, which is designed for older students. There's like a makerspace in there. In fact, there is a Saturday Light Brigade satellite studio. It's just in the building next door. You don't have to go today. This pass.
Yeah, he's actually got to be at work at 11.
So. Oh, oh, my goodness. I'm going to make you late. I'm going to make... Wendy's is going to be, I'm looking to just be.
There's going to be a line at the drive-thru for sure.
Okay. You tell anybody wants a double, a triple, they still do those baked potato things.
Yeah.
Okay. If which Wendy's is it? Where's it at?
Oh, Wendy's I work at?
Yeah.
One in Noblestown.
Okay. If you're at the Noblestown Road Wendy's, Sean will be there. Okay. He's going to get there. Are you driving him over or how are you getting there?
You didn't bring clothes with you. I think I got to take him home.
Okay. He'll be there, and I hereby allow a uniform variance if you don't. It's really great to have both of you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
BBBS Pittsburgh, or BBBSPGH is even easier, .org. And, you know, poor Kayla is here in spirit. She's listening and hanging on every word. But it's not. She decided to let Sean and Steven be the spokespeople today. Thanks to both of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much
for being here. And it's bbbspgh.org.